The University of Tennessee at Chattanooga's School of Nursing has started a new outreach program. The program's goal? Encourage healthier lifestyles for people with persistent severe mental illness. It's called the Get Healthy Project. It involves wellness visits, health teaching, and Tai Chi. Dr. Miriam Zwitter joins us. Dr. Zwitter, welcome to Around and About Chattanooga.
Well, thank you.
I want to say, first of all, why Tai Chi? Why that specific approach to helping people who have disorders like schizophrenia or bipolar disorder?
Okay, one of the reasons is because they are many times in poor physical conditioning, you can't expect them to go out and run a mile and feel better. Many of them are older and have a multitude of medical conditions as well. So we looked for something that had low impact and they could be successful with, and also help them feel good in that sense of well-being. And so we worked with Dr. Zabin Guo to develop an adaptive program. Many of the clients started off the program sitting down and have now been able to reach the point where they are standing and participating. They are enthusiastic about it. They're feeling well about it. And so it has a lot of payback for the clients.
So you're already seeing some results from people who are involved in this.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
And the doctor you mentioned, that's a local Chattanooga doctor.
Yes, he's actually on faculty here at UTC over in the anthropology department. But he is a master of Tai Chi. He has been doing it for many, many years. But I think what sets him apart is his ability to understand the impairments and the functional level of our clients and adapt the teaching and in the process to best fit our clients.
Where did this idea come from originally, the idea of using Tai Chi specifically? Is this something that's being done all over the nation? Is this something that you came up with here at UTC?
Actually, there is no documentation of it being used with our population anywhere in the literature.
Oh, wow. So this is a pioneering
thing
you're doing.
Yes, it is. It has been used with a lot of other populations. And Dr. Guo has worked with wheelchair Tai Chi. So he came with that background in addition to his other expertise and was able to take what he has learned about our clients and where they are with their own lives and adapt to their cognitive abilities, their social abilities, their emotional states.
So it's definitely helping people.
Yes.
And overall, you're doing several things. You're also doing things like wellness visits, health teaching. What exactly are those?
Well, we work in partnership with Johnson Mental Health Center, and they also have some group homes in which we have clients that reside there. And what we do is try to provide as many services under one roof as possible. So we are providing wellness services, and part of that includes the health teaching, and again, adapted to our clients so that they can best understand and relate it to their own life. We also do health coaching. Wellness visits, we can do biometrics such as blood pressures, heights, weights, etc., A1Cs, to really have a sense of where they are with their physical health as well as their mental health. So we really want to integrate the services rather than having a multitude of piecemeal services all over Chattanooga,
yeah,
that our clients can come to one place and receive as many services as they can at one time.
What is the connection between physical health and mental health, particularly for someone who has a more severe disorder like schizophrenia?
One of the complexities of it, there is no part of the individual that is left untouched by the severe mental illness, that you see symptoms that play out physically as well as emotionally and mentally. So what we see is many times they have common comorbidities such as diabetes, hypertension, obesity, hyperlipidemia, poor physical conditioning, and all of these become a very complex health state for these individuals. And in coming in and providing these integrated care, we don't just see the person as a collection of pieces, but we see the person as a whole that needs assistance with their health.
There's a statistic on the Get Healthy website According to the Substance Abuse and Mental Health Services Administration, the average lifespan of a seriously mentally ill person is 25 years shorter than the general public. Why are they not receiving proper health care?
Again, it is a multitude of factors. There's not one magic bullet that would fix that. Unfortunately, it's a combination of a severe mental illness that impairs cognitive abilities. So they have a harder time self-managing many times. And on top of that, you add on the medical comorbidities that we just mentioned. And it makes for a very complicated life. And so how do you self-manage when you can't quite figure out what needs to be done and you don't have the resources? So it's a multitude of services. Also realize that health dollars and mental health care have been severely cut over the years. That, in the abstract, doesn't sound too bad. It makes sense. We have to, you know, improve our health care, et cetera. But when it comes down to it, that means our mental health clients don't get seen. There's no money for follow-up. They don't get to appointments. And the assistance that they need to get the care they really require to stay healthy is not there.
And you got a federal grant to help fund this. It's funded by the Health Resources and Service Administration. How much of a grant did you get?
We got three-year funding for $900,000.
Oh, that's amazing.
Yes, and it has been an exciting time.
How many people are involved in this?
Right now, we have about 10 people that are participating in the grant, either full-time and part-time. We have several nurses that are contributing. Our undergraduate students work with us. Our graduate students work with us. And we're able then to do all of these services under one umbrella.
Is this something in Chattanooga that you think physicians particularly could be more educated about, that maybe some of them hesitate to treat the severely mentally ill because they themselves are afraid, they don't really understand what's going on?
It goes back to that stigma. And that stigma exists in all of us. And our sense is that as we see people that have mental illness and live with mental illness, see them as people who have struggles rather than, you know, this disease walking in the door, that the stigma will dissipate and they can adapt the way they work with their clients, realize that more knowledge and skills in this area will improve the care that our clients get.
And so that's something you're doing, is teaching these students here at UTC exactly that kind of knowledge.
Yes.
Well, Dr. Zwitter, thank you so much for joining us. How can people, the listeners, find out more information about this?
Okay, there are several different ways to contact us. We have our website that you mentioned, gethealthyproject.org. You can contact me directly through my email address, miriams-zwitter@utc.edu. And you can always contact us through the School of Nursing.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.